Thank you for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. A tragedy in Afghanistan highlights the nation's chaos, but also hope for what God can do there. Then, Set Free Global strives to help Nigerian Christians heal from deep wounds of persecution and violence. But first, we start in Afghanistan, where tragedy struck dozens of families already caught in chaos. A bus crash in the northwest region of the country killed more than 76 people last month. They were on their way back from Iran, which has expelled more than 1 million Afghan refugees this year alone. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says that among the victims were three missionaries they had trained. Their families have now lost their main breadwinner.
We've sent them some resources just to help them get by, but it's going to be a very difficult journey ahead for them, especially in a place like Afghanistan.
Afghan expatriates describe their home country like this.
There's nothing there for us. We don't have work. We don't have jobs. The Taliban make life incredibly difficult.
Yet God has a way of using suffering to bring people true hope in Christ.
It causes everybody to look at their worldview and to consider what they believe. And that's where the opportunity is to share the gospel. And so that is why Afghanistan is one of the fastest growing countries in the world as far as receiving the gospel.
Unknown Nations has trained more than 200 disciple makers now living inside Afghanistan. Pray for more people to hear about the hope of Christ and accept Him. Ask God for peace and provision for the families of the three missionaries. Then, AMG International has been involved in Guatemala for almost 50 years, building churches, schools, and medical facilities. Brian Dennett with AMG says,
one of the things that we've uncovered really over the last 10 years is just a widespread abuse, neglect, trauma in the lives of kids.
Much of this violence at home includes sexual assault and is especially common in urban areas.
Their local statistics show that every day an average of 17 children are reported victims of sexual assault. And we know that those numbers are actually way off because so little ever gets reported.
10 years ago, AMG partnered with International Justice Mission to build a protection facility in Guatemala.
That facility is rescuing children, prosecuting abusers, and then really focused on the therapy and counseling of children and their parents that have actually been abused.
AMG and IJM also co-wrote a law that was passed and speeds up the process of child abuse cases, avoiding the re-victimization of children. Their work is grounded in the gospel and meets the needs of people who are hurting with the love of Jesus. Pray that they will have the resources to grow this good work. And finally, few places see more Christian deaths each year than Nigeria.
Nigerian Christians are currently suffering in ways that we can't even fathom and understand.
Jason Taylor with Set Free Global, a division of Set Free Ministries, says survivors often carry deep trauma, but hope is coming. In partnership with Neil Anderson, Set Free developed Freedom Appointments, a ministry tool that helps believers walk in healing through Christ.
Denominational church leaders are inviting us to come and train them so that they can train their people and walk their own people through the freedom steps.
Set Free Global has served East Africa for 2 decades. This year, they're breaking new ground in Nigeria.
We're completing what I'll call the first round of freedom appointments with these 7 pastors. And now we're asking each one to choose a partner, really a disciple of theirs, to also go through the freedom appointment. Once they go through that training, then we'll have 2 individuals in each church that can start doing freedom appointments with their own congregants.
Nigeria has the second largest Christian population in Africa, and the potential impact is enormous. Pray that believers, once freed from past traumas, will be empowered to serve Christ boldly. Ask the Lord to bless the work of Set Free Global and its partners. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.